So I have a prediction
that the Joe Rogan podcast is going down. It's going to start to go down. And a lot of podcasts are going to go down. I have a prediction that a lot of podcasts are going to go down because, think about it, yesterday I just watched the first part. There's no way I'm wasting my time unless I put it on 2x the speed or something. But they had that comedian on there. And they start talking about the Anunnaki. So anytime they start talking about that, they usually go to the Book of Enoch. And he mentioned God, but he didn't mention Jesus. But they go to the Book of Enoch, and then they mention God, and then they mention God, then they go to the Book of Anunnaki, then they go to the Book of Enoch, and then they start denying the Bible. It's the same game every time. Their whole game is to attack the Bible. Every time. I don't care if it's a denomination. I don't care if it's a podcast. I don't care if it's Alex Jones, Joe Rogan. I don't care if it's a doctor. I don't care if it's a New Age, a witch, a warlock, gematria. They always go to the Book of Enoch or the Book of Adam and Eve or some other book because they're attacking the Bible. And they try to slowly indoctrinate you in there. Oh, there's mysteries like the Anunnaki that you won't find in the Bible. It talks about giants, but they won't tell you all that. They always try to deny the scripture. They always attack the Bible. They always attack the King James. They always attack the truth. I don't care if it's a UFO person. I don't care if it's a... I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's the pineal gland people. I don't care if it's the astrology people. I don't care who it is. They always attack the Bible. 1,000 points of light. That's what it is. Because it took 1,000 concubines to pull Solomon into idolatry and deception. 1,000 concubines to pull Solomon into idolatry. That's what you're in, people. You're in a Gentile nation that hates God, hates the Bible, is anti, and doing everything they can to reject Jesus, reject the Bible, reject the truth. I don't care if it's a doctor online, I don't care who it is. If they start talking about UFOs, Anunnaki, we know what the UFOs are. They're either demons or angels fighting. I don't care who it is. I've studied them for many years. It's the same game. Even before YouTube, I listened to them. They played the same game. So this is from the name it, claim it people, the manifestation people, the gurus. They always attack the Bible every time. There's no new game. They hate the saints, the born-again saints. They hate the scripture. They hate Jesus. They hate it all. They hate the truth. Even though the truth will set them free, they hate it. They love their lies. They love their fake books. They love their fake scripture. They love their false paradigm. They love their false reality. They love to gaslight. They love to lie. They love to con. They love to scheme. It's all lies. It's all lies, people. you have to realize you're born in a system of lies. The medical system, the education system, financial system, the debt money system. They took us off the gold standard. They took us off of any kind of standard and put us into something that's not a standard. In other words, they took us off stability. Yeah, they could find more gold, and yeah, gold could change its value. But it's hard for gold to change value, because even when they're mining for gold, it costs money to mine for gold, you know. Think about everything they're doing. They're taking away stability. God is stable. God put gold and silver and metal on the earth in a limited supply, in a resource that is hard to mine. And if it's being mined, yeah, it can change the quantity, but it's a whole lot different than them printing $2 trillion and devaluing the dollar. So they want to take away stability and put you on something that's unstable and get your foundation unstable to mess you up. So they want to take away the Bible, take away the truth, take away traditional marriage. They want to take away anything that is an institution that God created. They want to destroy it. And they just keep going. And they just keep going. And like what's her name said, Pearl, on her podcast, she said when they let women vote, that's when things started going downhill. Right? Because it's based on emotion instead of truth. It's got to feel good. If it don't feel good, then it's not the truth. Well, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. Conviction hurts. I want it to feel good. Otherwise, it's not truth. Wrong. The Bible is very clear that we have to change to line up with it, not want it to line up with us. God's word, God's truth, God's promises, God's provisions, everything that God has done is set in stone. And it's not going to change no matter how much we want it to change. It's not going to change. And the more we fight against it, the harder we fight against it. It's like kicking against a stone, kicking against a pillar, kicking against a vine, a bush, or something. The more you want to fight against it, the harder it kicks back. But I want it my way. I want it my way. Let's pass a law that says if you hurt my feelings, if you say something that I don't want, that is offensive to me, you can't do that. Well, is it the truth? Yeah. But it's offensive, though. Is it the truth? Yeah. Will the truth set you free? Yeah. Will the truth heal you? Yeah. Will the truth line up your stinking thinking? Yeah. Long story short. Long story short, when we start to pass laws that go based on emotion and not truth, that's where everything went wrong. Can't blame God. You can't blame global warming. You can't blame anything but mankind. Mankind. And if a man lets Jezebel take over and make a decree that's against the truth, God doesn't change. That's what happened. Jezebel's husband came home crying because he couldn't get the orchard field or whatever field it was. And she says, "What do you mean? You're the king." So he was going against the traditions of his whole nation. And she said, "You're the king, do this." So he listened to his wife, tell her to go against the Jewish tradition about inheritance, and he went down the wrong path because he went by his emotions. He was crying. But he wanted something where he didn't do the work. Somebody else did the work. He just wanted the privilege. He wanted to buy it, and the guy wouldn't sell it to him. It's my inheritance. See, he said, I want to take it over, like, just like they do now. They want to own the whole they want to own everything. They let China buy stuff. They let corporations buy stuff, but they make it so an average person can't afford to buy stuff anymore. It's all the same game, people. There's nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. If you want to go by emotions instead of the truth, you're going to always be in a drama, up and down, crying, forfeiting for me, blame game, diverting, never being introspective. It's always somebody else's fault. Can't see it. Can't see yourself as the problem. Can't see yourself as the problem. It is a joke. And those kind of people, it's a fractal. So when you're dealing with those kind of people who are willing to be part of the hive, minion, fake reality, those people in your, like, that you rub shoulders with, they're like that. They're always wanting you to do it for them. They're always wanting to blame. They're always crying. They're always wanting somebody to, they're compromising the truth. They're compromising everything just to have it their way. I see it. I've seen it all my life. I saw it yesterday. Somebody was crying. Well, I don't have enough. I mean, this woman had new shoes, new pants, new shirt. I mean, she dressed like she was the best dresser in the whole world. And she came crying, saying, "Well, if I don't have, I don't know what the money's going to run out Thursday, and I don't have anywhere to go," and crying and complaining, and just kept on and on and on. It's like, okay, so you got all this stuff, and you got a child, and you got a dog, and you got a spouse, and you're crying, and it's two of you. Why can't two of you? If both of you work two jobs, maybe both of you work different shifts, take care of the baby if you can't afford a babysitter. But if you both work two jobs, when one's at home, they keep the kid. I mean, come on. If there's two people in the house and they still can't make it, something's wrong. If there's two people in the house and they still can't make it, somebody's doing something wrong. If one person can make it and two can't, something's wrong. Most of the time, people hate authority and they don't want to be told what to do, and they don't want to stop and be disciplined. They don't want to be disciplined, and that's why they hate authority, you know. Played the game too many times.